Welcome once again, Buccaneer fans, from One Buccaneer Place as we continue to meet the new hands on deck. Again, that's the 2013 draft class. And with me now is Stephen Means, defensive end from the University of at Buffalo, right? Not of Buffalo?
Yeah.
In the fifth round. Stephen, as we've done with all your fellow draft mates, we're just letting our fans, you know, get to know you a little bit better, what makes you tick, where you came from and all that.
All right.
And they may or may not be able to tell, but you came directly from the breakfast field to this chair.
Yes, sir.
So you're still in your jersey and you're still sweating. And,
yeah.
But you got your breath and you're ready to go?
Oh, yeah,
I'm ready. Because I know it was two pretty rugged practices, right?
Yeah, it was, you know, it wasn't too bad. You know, but I know that it wasn't the hottest days out here yet.
Oh, it's going to get
worse. It's just getting out of April, so I know it's going to be pretty bad in June, July, and further on.
Well, let me ask you about that. You grew up in Buffalo, right?
Yes, sir.
Played high school in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Went to university at Buffalo?
Yeah.
And now you're starting your NFL career in Tampa?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big change of atmosphere. You ready for it?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. You know, just playing football my whole life. You know, it's all I know, so I'm able to adapt real fast because I'm still playing football. I'm not a partier. You know, I'm not a so that type of atmosphere, it doesn't change for me because it's never been there.
Okay.
You know, only atmosphere that I know is football.
I got
So you know, as long as I'm playing football, I'm gonna be comfortable where I'm at.
So it's not really the temperature; it's 100 yards.
Yeah.
Lines,
yeah. Yeah.
Same, right.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, is this the first time you've been to One Buck for this weekend?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been.
Okay, well, I've been to Buffalo one time, so we're even.
Okay, right? All right, okay.
I can tell you all the great things about living in Tampa, you know, the beaches and mostly great weather than training camp. What would you tell me about why somebody would want to move to Buffalo? What's good there?
If you've never seen snow, you go to Buffalo, but, you know, the wings are good there. You know, it's a lot of good stuff in Buffalo, man, but mostly it's the camaraderie because we're so small.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, we're close to each other.
Gotcha.
And, you know, stuff like that.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
From what I understand, you told your dad when you were really young, like maybe 4 or 5, that you wanted to play in the NFL, and he said, "I'll help you.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'll help you get in shape and do whatever you need to do." So did he follow up on that?
And he kept his word the whole way. You know, it was after I was running. You know, we would practice in high school, and then we would do like wind sprints after, and then after the wind sprints, me and my dad would do more stuff. Like, he'd put a weight vest on me, and we just keep going, keep hitting it. And then, like, later that night, I'll put the parachute on, and I'll run some run-up down
You're
the street.
Me.
And, you know, it kind of, like, you know, it kind of grew on me. So after a while, I was doing it on my own, and I would just, you know, let him know how many I did when I came in. He'd let me know whether or not to go outside and do some more.
Really?
But, yeah, he kept me, you know, he kept me... definitely focused on that aspect, and my mom kept me focused in the books.
Okay.
You know, which was a big reason why I was able to get through college to get to this point.
Excellent. So it's fair to say you worked.
I worked hard. Yes, sir.
So at what point did you start to think this work is worth it? I'm gonna make it.
Probably midway through the season, when I started to see, you know, the athletic ability that I really had.
This
I knew how
season?
Athletic I was. Yes. Okay. And you know, I always aspired to be in the NFL, but after I started, you know, showing out on tape, then I said, okay, I'm going to have to show out, you know, for the combine or the pro day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after pro day, I turned some heads in.
Yeah.
Ever since then, we've just been rolling with it.
That's great. You said something during you're talking about how you were playing, and you said something during your first call with our media after we drafted you. Everybody was laughing with you. It was great because you said, you get angry at the guy that's trying to block you. You're mad that he's trying to keep you from getting to where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, it's just me. I'm from an urban area.
Okay.
So, you know, growing up, you know, playing around in the streets or whatever, you just, the offensive linemen is people who you would see in the streets and you don't like. You know, they want to touch, they want to push you, grab you, throw you to the ground, stuff like that. So, I don't even like being touched, you know, by anybody on the field, especially offensive linemen. But I definitely don't like nobody lining up in front of me saying that they can block me, you know, because that in itself is an insult. So, you know, that's probably why, you know, I consider myself a decent pass rusher. I'm going to work with B. Cox some more, and I'm going to get great at it.
Good. And you really honestly mean angry.
You're
mad at that guy.
Yeah, like just for lining up ahead of me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. You, I think I'm right that you played some DE and some linebacker at Buffalo, and you played in 3-4 and 4-3 and all that. Is that correct?
I didn't play linebacker in college.
Okay. But some people thought maybe when you got to the NFL.
Yeah. That was a big talk on the transition, just because, you know, if a team had a 3-4, that's where they was, everybody was, you know, saying I would be there. But
you got here, and the coach said right away, he's a defensive end.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, that's definitely what I wanted to hear. Hand the dirt, go get the quarterback. Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been my whole life. That's what I want to continue to be. So I'm in the perfect scenario.
Excellent. Well, it's not often that a team drafts a defensive lineman who they think can rush the passer, and then they're also raving about what he can do for you on special teams.
Yeah.
You know, so is that going to be a big part of you getting started here?
The biggest part.
I
believe it's the biggest part of me getting started. I got to go out there and show my identity on special teams in order to even play. You know, because they're not going to just start me right off the bat just because I got drafted. And, you know, just because even if I'm the best pass rusher, I got to go out there and prove that I'm a teammate and I can give myself up on the line, you know, for these guys here.
Can you cover kickoffs and punts?
Can do whatever they want me to do.
Because you don't have a lot of D linemen doing that.
Yeah, I can do whatever they want me to do. They want me to run down there and shake somebody up, get past them, go make the tackle. That's what I can do.
You get to start out here in Tampa with one of your buddies from Buffalo, right?
William Armsley.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That was cool that he got signed.
Yeah,
does that
help
both of you guys kind of get acclimated?
Definitely. It brings another aspect to the game. Just us being here, you know, we can study together. But a lot of guys don't get that. A lot of guys come here alone, so they kind of start out sitting alone. And, you know, but us just being acclimated together, you know, it's just at a whole another level of intensity for each other, because now we're on the field and one of us sees another one with their head down. We're like, come on, man, let's go.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so.
Did that happen already this weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys driving each other a little
bit?
Yeah,
definitely.
What about your, two of the other guys that are drafted right around you are also defensive linemen.
Yeah.
You think you're going to form a quick bond with, like, Akeem Spence and William Galson?
Yeah, we definitely, we already started. We kind of, you know, we definitely on the field, you know, we always slapping each other up, like, all right, let's go, let's get it, especially in one-on-ones. And we always keep each other on our toes, but the communication, you know, as far as going through the barrels, running some plays, stuff like that.
You got a goal for this season, or goals in particular?
I want to show this team I'm ready to compete, and I'm ready to give it all up for them.
Right. Okay. Well, you just were on the practice field, and thanks for coming right
in
here.
No problem.
I know it's not the end of minicamp, maybe the end of practice, but you guys still got meetings and stuff tomorrow. So we really appreciate you taking time. The Buccaneer fans out there got a chance to know.
No problem.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good rest of the week.
Thanks.
Thank you.